Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with Justin from the Fire and Rescue Service. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, really good exercise today, working with multi-agency partners, you know, looking at the deployment of a high-volume pump into kind of unstable terrain where we couldn't necessarily access with either people or vehicles. So a really worthwhile exercise.
So what do you use for high-volume pump for?
So the high volume pump that we have on the island, and equally we have one in Hampshire, is used primarily for flooding scenarios. It's part of a national network of high volume pumps that are the responsibility of fire and rescue services up and down the country. And some of the major incidents that we've had in recent years, where we've seen, you know, large scale flooding up off of the M1 at a place called Tolbar in Tewkesbury, Gloucestershire. You know, we've actually deployed and supported our colleagues from other fire and rescue services and assisted them in moving large volumes of water.
Wow, that's incredible. So what's it like volunteering for the fire and rescue service?
Well, I'm not a volunteer, yeah. So I'm a full-time member of staff. Yeah. Obviously, we have colleagues who are on-call staff. Yeah. That are based across 10 stations on the island, and equally we have a number of on-call stations in Hampshire. But Fire and Rescue Service is a very worthwhile career, and the roles you do and what you go to is very diverse, and obviously flooding is one part of that. And unfortunately, you know, when flooding occurs, we are there to help, which isn't the unfortunate side of it, but invariably, you know, property and possessions are impacted, and we're there to support, you know, our communities, members of the public, to try and resolve the issues where we can,
because it can be a real big impact when a place is flooded.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, you know, it's all personal possessions, and, you know, we're very mindful of that. I mean, unfortunately, if the tide is still rising, or, you know, if the water is still coming in and it's not receding, then it's really difficult for us to pump out. But we are there and we are ready for, you know, the point at which we can make a difference.
What advice would you give to people if they are in a flood?
Well, obviously, there are flood maps now available. There are flood lines through the Environment Agency. I know Environment Agency colleagues are here today. So if you know you're in a flood area, there's guidance, there's information and tips that's available through those sites, whether that's prior to an event or during an event.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much.